This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And our special guest in the studio today, a first-timer, it's Kim Holloway. She is Council Director with Girls on the Run. Kim, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We have a great event we're going to be talking about with Girls on the Run. But before we get to all that, people want to know about you a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
So I grew up in New England and did my fair share of moving around and traveling into my early 30s, and eventually went on a backpacking trip with some friends in Banff National Park, and ultimately met my husband, moved to Montana, and we're married with two young daughters.
All right. You want to say a shout out to the kids?
Oh, hi, Lucy. Hi, Aiden.
And apparently you used to work here at the old radio station.
I did.
What did you do?
I was the business manager.
All right.
Yeah.
So you know how this all works.
Kind of.
You're not nervous or anything.
They kept me out of the studio.
So Girls on the Run, what is it?
So we are an international nonprofit organization that we serve girls in grades 3 through 8. It is a social, emotional, and physical skills program. We want to give girls the tools that they need to kind of navigate life and with proper behaviors. And currently in the Flathead Valley, we're serving five elementary schools with our Girls on the Run program. And we are serving at KMS with our Heart and Soul program, which is for middle school kids. And it's developed more for that age group. So they're slightly different, but they're both great.
So how many young ladies do you have in the program?
This spring, we're at about 100, which is amazing after COVID and some virtual programming. It's really nice to have back to in-person stuff, and teams are together.
And when did you get started?
We became a council officially in spring of 2016, March of 2016. We then had to have a fundraiser to raise money to provide the program. We began programming in spring of 2017, so this is our sixth year.
So you went through COVID with the whole thing, and what happened during the COVID years? It was like 2 years, right?
Chaos, yeah. It was a lot of information coming in. We're very fortunate to be an independent council of a international organization, so we have the benefit of their resources and their time spent, but it was a lot to have constantly changing things and regulations. And we just did what the schools were doing and followed their rules. And ultimately, we were able to serve some kids virtually via Zoom. It is much nicer being back in person to be able to have a huge 5K event and everybody out there.
Oh, I'm sure. So you mentioned being kind of integrated with the schools, several schools. How does that work? I mean, how are the schools involved and vice versa?
So the schools are really involved by saying, hey, we want to have Girls on the Run at our school. What do we do? And they fill out an application, which gives us all of their demographics. And we typically have a site liaison who is responsible for helping find volunteer coaches, because without them, we would have zero programming. And so once that happens, we look for sponsors to sponsor teams, and we move forward. We train all of the coaches and we implement it. So we have programs in Big Fork, in Kalispell. We're going to be back in Whitefish this fall, hopefully. West Valley, Evergreen will be in this fall. Columbia Falls.
You're really spreading it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you have this big rock and roll 5K coming up.
Yes.
And this is coming up Sunday, 1 p.m.
Yep.
And it sounds like it's going to be pretty amazing. And did you tell me this is your sixth year doing this?
Yes. So every season, it's a 10-week long program, and every season ends with the 5K. That is the kind of the culmination of it for the girls. And it's not a race. They're not timed. It is go out there, have fun, get over the finish line, because our thing is we are giving them these skills not just to get through the program, but beyond in life, you know?
This sounds like my kind of run.
You should come.
So
we've got Leah Lindsay emceeing for us, which is going to be awesome for a rock and roll theme.
Nice.
So
I was going to ask, how many people do you expect to be in it? And you do still have some entries available.
Yes, we will have registration through race day. So you can come down that day that's supposed to be beautiful and get registered. Right now we will have about 200, and that's just girls and their running buddies who are volunteers, mostly parents, that we require for our kiddos to keep them safe on the run. So about 200 there, and then community, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, 50 to 100, we'd love more. It's our fundraiser, so.
So if you can't run, can you walk?
Oh, yeah. You can walk, you can roll, you can skip. We have had a girl in the program crutch it, like when she had a broken leg. I don't know, it was a broken leg or a broken ankle, and she crutched the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So whatever you want to do, it's perfect for families and people that want a PR. It's a fast, flat course.
Well, we're going to get more into it in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Great to meet you, and thanks for being on the show today. Part two coming up in just a few minutes. You've been listening to Kim Holloway. She is the council director, or in other words, you run the whole thing, right?
Well, no, I have the help of another staff person and a board.
we'll talk about the 2022 Rock and Roll 5K Run Walk in just a few minutes on part two. Focus on the Planet, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead is back. I'm Ross Strauser, our guest this week. If you missed part one, here's part two with Kim Holloway. She's the Council Director of Girls on the Run. Kim, thanks for being here and teaching us all about Girls on the Run and this big event coming up today and tomorrow. Now, if you're listening today, Saturday, it's tomorrow. And if you're listening on Sunday, it's today.
Yes.
So spring 2022 Rock and Roll 5K. This sounds like a lot of fun. It's a fun run walk, right?
Yep. Anybody can join. We welcome all ages, all abilities, just no dogs. We don't allow dogs on the course.
No dogs.
Yep.
And exactly where does it start? Where does it take place?
We start and finish in the back of Edgerton Elementary School in the playground area.
There's a lot going on before the race, too. Lots of fun stuff. You have an inspiration village. What is that?
Yep, that's our Girls on the Run participants. They come, and we've got happy hair station, face painting, photo booth, which anybody can use with props and rock and roll things. We encourage people to dress up. Our teams always dress up, usually together. They have a theme. Sidewalk chalk, things for kids to kind of play and do. We'll have music playing, and it'll be great.
So there's a theme every year of the whole? So this year it's rock and roll?
Yeah. We try to do a theme every year. We've done a disco dash. Our fall season now has our 5K the first weekend in December, so we did a hot chocolate hustle, and that went really well. It was cold, but it was great.
Well, that sounds great. So your season comes to an end with this big 5K.
Yeah, our program runs for 10 weeks throughout the season. They do two lessons a day for that time, and then the 5K is what they are building to. So while they're doing the curriculum in their lessons, they're also incorporating running. And this is their celebration and for them to see, hey, I can do this. I can do anything. So we get walkers. We get joggers. We've got kiddo that crutched it. So, I mean, it's amazing. It's the best place to be is the finish line. Truly.
Well, so kind of describe the day for us. When should people get there, even if they want to watch?
Our packet pickup starts at 11:30. We do have race day registration. So if you want to register that day, you can come down and do that. Competitive timing is doing chip timing for all of our community participants. So that begins at 11:30. The race starts at 1. It's up to you. Come down and hang out. Yeah, I would say be there by 12:30 probably to make sure you got time to find your place in line and whatnot.
But once again, it's open to everyone, all ages.
Absolutely anybody. Yep.
All right. That sounds great. You can't do these things without sponsors.
That is correct.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we have some amazing sponsors. Professional Therapy Associates, Bay Equity of Montana, Greater Valley Health Center, Kalispell Auto Group, and Logan Health Children's are all this spring's 5K sponsors.
As sponsors, what do they do for you?
They basically write a check.
Oh, they fund you whole
they
thing.
They do. Well, yeah, they have a set amount that they sponsor. So they are providing proceeds of the 5K past our expenses go to our annual fundraising campaign. A lot of those funds are used for scholarships for girls to participate in the program. And we have our potential for growth is pretty large. We are looking at potentially expanding to other counties. So we are trying to work towards that, and it takes money.
Let's talk some scholarships too, yeah, and some specifics with applied materials. You wanted to mention them as well.
Yeah, all of our girls have there's a registration fee for each kid to participate, which is $150. That covers the cost of the programming, coach training, a shirt for the program, a 5K shirt, entrance to the 5K, all their supplies, snacks, and applied materials has been a very generous donor to us several times, including this spring. We have a grant, and they provided scholarships for any kid that needs it. So we never want to turn any girl away for any reason. And that gives us the opportunity to significantly discount some of the entries for kids.
So as the council director, do you get to know some of these youngsters?
You know, not as much as you'd like, but that's why one of my favorite things to do is go visit the sites during the season and hang out. And you know, I went to one this spring and they treated me like a celebrity because I brought the shirts and they were just like, oh, it was amazing because you don't get to see that. And so when you go out to the sites and visit the kids, you remember why you're doing what you're doing. And that's my favorite part.
So that's your favorite part. What do you think their favorite part is about the program?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think a lot of them, I think we have a lot of participants who may not participate in other teams. Maybe they don't play sports or they don't have a widespread friend group. And this brings back together kids who are in like our elementary in third through fifth. So there are kids you don't see all the time and they bond with new people and they are kind of learning to navigate that. And I don't know. I'm probably crossing the finish line. That, you know, there's not much that can beat that.
Yeah, no
at the
kidding.
End. There's no sad faces.
Well, the spring 2022 rock and roll 5K run walk. Let's recap a little bit. You're taking donations. You got a great website set up.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we accept donations year round. We're always fundraising. But yeah, you go to our website. It's www.gotrflathead.org. Or search Girls on the Run Flathead Valley. It'll pop right up for you. But yeah, we're always looking for resources. And
well, again, if you're listening on Saturday, this is tomorrow at 1 p.m. If you're listening on Sunday, this starts today at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
I want to make sure everybody knows about it.
Yes.
And so anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and chat with you. So we hope to see lots of people there.
This sounds like an amazing program. And I'm glad to meet you too,
yeah, you
Kim.
Too.
Kim Holloway's been our council director of Girls on the Run, has been our guest today on Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We'll be back next week with yet another Focus.